You know, oftentimes when we look at creative finance, you have to really put yourself in the shoes of the seller. And the better you can understand what's important to them, I think the better you can create terms that are favorable for everybody. It's a true win-win.
You're going to save $40,850 in your first year of doing your write-off.
The main reason I bought this house was for the tax benefit.
You immediately made $40,000 before you even touched the property. What up, dude?
Are you just in the neighborhood or something?
Guys, Jerry Norton. Yeah, we already knew the house was here, so sorry. All right, tell us about the deal, dude.
Okay, quite the sight for sore eyes, huh?
I can see the vision, dude. I can see.
Well, that's why I like you, Pace, because you see like this, and you're like, wow.
I like the shell of it. I could see like a porch wrapping around maybe.
Yeah.
And you also have a bunch of land over
here. Huge lot. Yeah, great location. Huge lot. So it goes all the way to that tree line there. It's like half an acre back to that fence.
Wow. This
is great. Has the garage.
You bought this on creative terms, right?
Creative finance, yeah. Contract for deed.
Why'd you use a contract for deed? They were worried about the due on sell clause or something?
No. It was actually the seller required. Yeah. Now, it's funny here, I learned this real quickly in Montana. They call everything seller financing when really what they mean is contract for deed. So they even advertise it, seller financing. And I've talked to everybody I talked to, they're like, oh, seller financing. And then when you get down to it, it's contract for deed.
Yeah, Jordan and I, you already know Jordan.
Yeah.
Him and I have the RV park that, you know, we're looking at right now. And we had to convert the contract to a contract for deed because there's an SBA loan on it that we were going to take over subject to. But they were really worried about the due on sale clause on the SBA loan. So we're like, okay, well, let's do contract for deed. So you're doing a contract for deed on this property, which means the deed is not transferring into your name, which is not a problem.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
I would actually prefer it.
I think in a lot of ways, especially, are you taking over an underlying debt or is this
free and clear?
Free and clear. Okay. So it's a seller finance deal. The seller is going to give you the deed once you refinance, you sell the property, or you pay him off.
But get this, mandatory 5-year prepayment penalty.
Oh, wow. So he wants you to hold this.
Mm-hmm. He does not want to cash out.
Anytime
soon.
He has a tax thing he's worried about?
Yeah. He doesn't want to have the tax implication. So think about that. You know, we always think, well, what's the benefit to the seller? He created these terms. He was very strict on interest rate, down payment, and he was adamant about a prepayment penalty, 5-year prepayment, which worked for me because I wanted to hold it anyway.
It's interesting you bring that up. Obviously, I know you know what the audience is thinking is like, why would a seller sell it to you on seller finance?
Oh, it gets better. He's 90. The owner is 90 and he wants a 5-year prepayment penalty.
Okay, so the question that people always ask is why would a seller sell on seller finance, especially when they're old? Why wouldn't they just want all their money up front, right? So let's answer these questions. Why would a guy at 90 years old do a deal like this and not want all his money right now?
So I asked this was an agent deal. So I asked the agent that very question. And her first response was, Jerry, this guy is full-time active investor, a lot of money. In his mind, he's not going anywhere in 5 years.
Right.
So that's one. And think about it, he's 90 and he's still active. Clearly, his mind is, you know, probably whirling like yours and mine, 1,000 miles an hour, right? And second, it'll just go down to heirs anyway if he does pass. And he knows that.
Yeah, so that's the number one thing what I see in seller finance, guys, is that you are negotiating with a seller and you're assuming the seller wants what you want in your life and you're 20 years old or you're 23 years old. Like Kevin, who's 22, he would want all of his money. He wouldn't want it. What's funny is Kevin will do 60, 70 sub two deals this year, but he would never sell to you on subject to or seller finance because he wants all his money.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've got a 90-year-old seller who's wealthy and receiving all that money is actually problematic for him because of taxes. And what the heck is he going to do with it that he's getting a better return with you while he's being the bank?
Yeah, he got the price he wants. He's getting interest on his payments every month. He's not having a tax implication. So because I bought it for this very same reason he sold it, for the tax benefits.
Right. You get
same benefit.
You'll get the tax write-off, so you'll be able to save some money on your income this year.
Yeah.
And what's the purchase price on this house?
$375,000.
Okay, $375,000. So here's how much Jerry will save on his taxes this year. Okay, so $375,000 purchase price divided by 27.5 multiplied by 7. So if he does accelerated depreciation, this property will give you a write-off of $95,454 just this year and at your tax bracket. And you can choose to use this anytime, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not going to use it this year.
So he's in Puerto Rico, so he doesn't need to use this. So he could wait 3 years, let's say. Anne Marie wants him to move back. Just FYI, wink, wink, Anne Marie, I know. So in 3 years, you decide, all right, I'm back in the States. I can now use that tax benefit. You're going to save yourself, see, $95,000, let's say. You're going to wipe out $95,000 of active income, and at your tax bracket of 43%, you're going to save $40,850 in your first year of doing your write-off on this house. 40 grand.
Which is significant because, if I'm totally honest, Pace, I only bought this house for the, not only, the main reason I bought this house was for the tax benefit.
You immediately made $40,000 before you even touched the property.
Now, I want it to cash flow because who doesn't want positive cash flow? So that's a really important thing when I looked at, okay, well, how do I structure this? What do I do with this property? I mean, it needs a lot of work. Clearly, right. That's obvious. We're in the middle of demo right now. I didn't buy it. It did not look like this when I bought it.
I thought you were going to give me a tour of the property. How am I going to get in?
We can get in the back.
Kevin, can you boost me up?
You got to jump through the front door. So I'm going to dump 100 grand into this thing, and we'll talk about like what I'm going to do with it. But my point is, I'm trying to think, okay, well, how do I create positive cash flow? Not to make that any kind of living income or anything, but rather just to war chest it, right? Rainy day it. For when something happens, I've got reserves.
So when you're 90 years old, you don't need to cash out your rental properties because you're so wealthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's high demand here. It's 10 minutes from, you know, my house. So yeah, it just worked out really well.
Okay, so 375. How much money down?
40,000.
Okay, so about 12% down, which is phenomenal compared to like Landon Moore. Landon was buying traditionally for 4 or 5 years. What was your average down payment you put on a property?
15% to 25%.
15 to 25%. So doing a creative deal, did he check your credit?
Nope.
Did he ask about your bank account?
Nope.
Did he subscribe to your YouTube channel?
Nope.
Okay. You probably should be subscribing to his YouTube channel. This is the model of the best YouTube
channel.
Actually,
that was mandatory. I said, look, if you're going to do this, you have to be a subscriber.
The 90-year-old guy's like, what's YouTube? Maybe that's how he knew what a contract for deed was, is going on your channel. Okay, so you get 375, 40 grand down.
6%, which was okay. I mean,
6% to the agent?
No, to the interest rate.
Oh,
6% interest rate.
6% is great. Yeah. I just got quoted on a DSCR loan, 8.25%. Yeah. So it's,
that's how I looked at it.
You're 2.25% lower than the market. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal.
You know, and going back to contract for deed, so that's really popular here. And one of the reasons why I love contract for deed is because it's so advantageous to the seller, which means now I can use that to my advantage when I pitch, right, creative, because I can say, look, it's really safe. You don't have a whole lot to worry about here. If I screw up,
you have the deed.
You just take, in fact, what they made me do, which I thought was really cool for them, is not only did I sign the deed, which he holds now, so right. It does not transfer into my name. That's contract for deed, right? Executory contract.
So he has all the security.
Yeah. It's still in his name for his protection. I also signed a quit claim deed.
Just in case you default, he takes the property right back.
He literally will have the deed, record it right back to himself, and in a day, he owns his property again.
Right. So when a seller or an agent says, well, how is the seller secure? How does the seller, what happens? Happens if the payment doesn't get made? The answer it was just given to you. There's the answer right there.
If you ever have a seller who's nervous about a seller finance, because let's think about traditional seller finance. If we did a traditional seller finance and I default, he would have to go through the entire foreclosure process. If I'm not very helpful through that, I could drag it out for a year. Yep. You know, he
you
doesn't
could
get
file
his property.
Bankruptcy and like,
property's getting neglected, all these things. Whereas now with an executory contract, whatever that is, every state's a little different. It literally puts the seller in the driver's seat, and I don't care because I have no intention of defaulting ever,
right?
And I get a creative deal done. So it's really advantageous.
Jerry and I did a 30-part series, I think, on creative finance. We'll probably continue to add to it. This might be in that series or standalone video. But
that thing is like a YouTube classic, that series.
Oh my gosh. I get a DM, two DMs, three DMs every single day about, oh my gosh, you just changed my life.
Yeah.
So go and check that out. If you guys don't know what a contract for deed or an executory contract is, click the link in the description and we'll make sure that you guys are guided towards that. Or maybe my team will give you something up here. Eric, no? Okay. So you do a contract for deed, 375, 6%, no balloon, or you got a 10-year balloon.
Well, there's a five-year prepayment, so there's really no balloon.
Okay,
there's just
the
a five-year prepayment.
He's got the opposite of a balloon. He basically says, the seller goes, I don't want you to pay me off.
And it's huge. It's a 25% penalty of my purchase. So what would that be?
It'd be 87,000 something.
Yeah, if I cash him out within 5 years, I pay a massive penalty.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I happily agreed to it.
When you were brand new to this, if somebody told you a seller would not want you to pay them off through seller finance, would you be like, what?
Like, what? Who would ever want that?
Right. Yeah. But when you get into the game, guys, you understand that what Jerry said about understanding the seller's motivations, their bunnies, the problems they're going through. This seller doesn't have a painful situation. He has a gain that he's trying to get on this property. He wants to win, and he also wants to offload the responsibility of the property and become the bank, which is also what Jerry and I will ultimately do in 20 years or whatever it is, at some point we will just become the bank as well.
Yeah. And it was interesting, Pace, when I tried to negotiate the interest rate down from 6, and he was like, no. He just checked. He knows rates are at 7.5 and 8 today. So 6 is it. So in his mind, he's like, no, 6 is a deal.
Yeah, 6 is a deal.
I'm not going to give you a smoking deal, but I'll give you a deal.
Yeah, I'll make it work for you. Yeah. He was smart. Win-win for both of you guys.
Yeah, it worked for me too, because I don't want to pay 8%.
So contract for deed, you guys go through title, still through a contract for deed.
Mm-hmm.
The agent's getting paid?
Yep. Agent got paid out of the $40,000 down, so I didn't pay the agent.
Okay, great.
And I found the deal, so there was no wholesale fee on this one.
How did you find this deal? On market?
Yeah, it was interesting because I could do a whole nother, let's do a whole nother video and I'll explain kind of how I won the deal because I was late to the game.
Okay.
So there were already multiple full price offers on the deal and I still got it.
Okay, so guys, hopefully this video helps you understand contract for deed, that deals like this can happen. If you guys want to learn more about contract for deed, which is executory contracts, go over to Jerry's YouTube channel. I don't know where this video will land. It might end up going on Jerry's channel, my channel, I don't know. But go to the Creative Finance playlist that we did together. Go watch that from the very beginning. What is Creative Finance? All the way through sub 2, seller finance, hybrids, wraps, lease options. Oh my gosh, that's such a great series. And we're gonna make two more videos here. One about the deal. I wanna know what the heck Jerry's doing with this. He's got a freaking half an acre. I wanna know what he's doing. He's gonna spend $100,000. I wanna see what that's all about. And then we're gonna do another video about how he found the deal and won the deal. And we'll see you guys in those videos.